following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Welcome and happy Halloween weekend. We have a special episode of the YPod today, your go-to source for odd answers and unfactual entertainment. With me today, the chocolate to my marshmallow, Rob.
Oh, that was romantic.
Yeah. So I see, since it's Halloween, you came fully dressed as Michael Jackson?
I look dead?
No, like, I think it was an odd choice going with the Jackson 5 era. I think that's probably a poor choice.
Are you saying I look like one of the Jackson 5?
Well, I mean, it's an audio podcast. So like, I thought that was lots of dedication.
Oh. I didn't know if I actually looked like Michael Jackson or not. I didn't know if he wore jogging shorts and sweatshirts.
No, I was doing a spoof. I was doing a little bit.
Ah, you got me.
Yeah.
You got me, well, like you got the audience.
I was supposed to get the audience. I wasn't supposed to get you. So this is our first episode without Vine being a service anymore.
Really? Vine isn't a service anymore?
Yeah, Vine, that 6-second video thing that Twitter owned, Twitter restructured, and then they killed off Vine.
Whoa, that's interesting.
So you know this is going to greatly impact our show.
Yeah, because our audience has a low attention span. Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And also, we can't release that show in the 6-second intervals on Vine like we were doing before.
That's true. That we have to discontinue that now. That was really good. I wondered where it was going with our cliffhanger.
Yeah, yeah. Like every 6 seconds. And that's how we got all our views. Hopefully they follow us over.
I hope so.
Well, this week, we're going to answer some of Johnny's questions from last week that we have.
Oh, yeah. Those were gold, and we didn't have enough time last week, so we figured we're going to set aside time this week and just talk about some of his questions, because they're just gold.
But next week, we are going back to the original format of the show, so you can send in your questions using the hashtag OctothorpeWP on Twitter.
Or you can submit them to our Facebook page.
So, you get to actually ask the question first this time, Rob, so...
Okay, why do clouds float, but don't float away? I already have an answer to this, but I'm curious to see what your take on this is.
Oh, I get to do it this time. This is so weird.
I know. It's like we reversed roles in a spooky Halloween episode.
Ooh, that is spooky. So I think that the clouds are just being produced by those factories, you know? Like, there are no real clouds in the world, right? Factories just produce them and spit them out. And that's why they never float away, because they just dissolve eventually. That's where they're going.
No, clouds are like living creatures. They just travel in herds, and that's why they don't float away, is because they're too afraid to branch off and go out into space.
If you haven't figured out, probably none of this episode is going to actually be factual, but...
This is the unfactual entertainment with no odd answers. I guess it's all odd answers, but none of them are true, probably.
Probably not, unless we get really precise one time and like we get lucky.
I mean, the clouds thing was right. That was true. That was 100% true.
So they just travel in herds?
Yep.
Where'd they come from?
You know.
There's like a mama cloud and a daddy cloud get together and...
It's like when a volcano erupts and all that smoke comes out of the volcano, it goes up into the atmosphere and then turns into a cloud.
Only volcanoes?
Yep, only volcanoes.
What happened to my... I think the factory thing is right.
Nah, that's not right at all. It's
what
the
are
volcanoes.
Those clouds?
What do you mean?
Whenever you see a factory and there's like those... The clouds coming out of it.
Pollution. That's what it is.
Oh.
Exactly.
So, the next question, why can't we think with more than 10% of our brain?
That's a good question, but I'm pretty sure I use all of my brain.
This is actually an urban myth. I know that for a fact that humans do use all their brain. That 10% of your brain thing, that's just a thing that people say that isn't actually real.
You see, I just thought that I was like the special 1% that used more than 10%.
It's like how people think sugar gives them a rush, but sugar actually doesn't do that to you.
Mm.
It's just one of those things that everyone thinks right, but isn't actually correct.
Interesting. Anyways, our next question, why are the pyramids shaped like a 3D triangle?
I love this,
this
one.
This has been on my mind for the past week, and I'm just confused.
That's what they are. A pyramid is a 3D triangle.
Johnny, are you listening right now?
Yeah, but why is it a triangle? Why not a square, a different shape?
So I think he's trying to say, why are the Egyptian pyramids a pyramid? I think that's more the question. Like, why did they build it in a pyramid?
Yeah, I think that is his question, because he's got this profound look on his face, like he's just thinking very hard about this.
So I think what the Egyptians were planning, when you have to build something, you don't want to, like, you don't want to climb a ladder each time, right?
Whoa.
So a pyramid is a natural step, and it can make it tall.
I never thought about that before, but that's such a good idea. That's so true, because it's not hazardous to be on, like, a pyramid, because everything is just stairs. It's just stairs everywhere.
And there are also, I have insider information from the ancient Egyptians themselves.
Say that three times fast.
I tried. Their plan was to build the giant slinky next that was going to go down the giant pyramid.
Whoa.
They just never got around to it because they got too focused on cats. The whole cat craze came in, and then they never got around to the slinky.
Makes sense.
So why is it called a pancake? If it's put in a pot first, it should be called a pot cake.
Okay. This one was really funny. I laughed really hard when Johnny first read this out last week. But I don't know how he makes pancakes, but I make my pancakes in a skillet.
Yeah.
What's he thinking?
You use a pan. Maybe he's making waffles, but even then...
Maybe he's making, like, a cake or soup or something. You don't make anything in a... I think you make liquids in a pot. You know what I make in a pot? Ramen noodles. Or spaghetti noodles. Or just... I've never made, like, a doughy bread type thing in a pot, ever.
You use a skillet, yeah. You use a pan, that's why it's called a pancake.
Yeah, exactly.
If you don't use a pan, then it's a cake. So, that's why they don't call it a pot cake.
That sounds pretty good, a cake. My next question is, why do kites not fly us away?
Because that's just not possible. That doesn't make any sense. We're way too heavy for a kite to fly us away.
What do you think, how big do you think a kite would have to be before it could fly us away? The size of, like, a paraglider? I actually thought about that as soon as I said that question. I was like, oh, the size of a paraglider. That's a kite that people used to fly away with.
Do they actually tie a rope to them and just, like, fly people?
That would be scary, but awesome. I would totally be down for that.
I don't do paraglider. Oh, I guess they do. They strap them to boats and they just go, right?
Yeah, I think that's how it happens.
So they do fly us away. Why can't we tickle ourselves?
This is actually a legitimately good question. I've always thought about this, and I have no idea, so I just wanted to discuss it with you a little bit. Because why? It doesn't make sense.
I think it's because the element of the tickle is the surprise.
Really? You think it's the element of surprise it's what tickles you?
Yes. If you're doing it to yourself, you're like, I saw that coming. I can't tickle myself.
But what if you see somebody coming towards you trying to tickle you?
Then you slap their hand away and say, don't tickle me. What are you doing?
I'm 20 years old. Don't tickle me. That's the response.
Are we getting in a tickle fight right now? You want to tickle fight me? Let's go. Let's take this outside. I'll tickle you.
I just want to do that in a bar, kind of. Just, like, stage a fake tickle fight of sorts.
Stop it. The next one. Why is everything in space round and not a different shape?
That is because round is the natural shape of everything. Everything is round. Nothing is not round.
Nothing is not round?
Exactly. Everything is just, like, everything around you is just an extension of being round.
What about the pyramids?
That is an extension of being round.
What are you saying?
It's like a circle that was, it was, like, cut, like, three slices, and they removed the extra pieces. Imagine a circle... And then you draw three lines through it. Do I need to get, like, pen and paper or something?
If the Illuminati has taught me anything, though, on my weekly meetings, the triangle revolves around everything. That was a terrible circle that you just drew.
It doesn't matter. It's illustrating my point. Everything is an extension of being round. You draw a circle, and then you draw three lines.
How is a square round?
Because, I'm not gonna have to draw this for you too. So, this is a circle, good circle. You draw four lines.
Couldn't you say that in reverse about anything though?
No, it only works with circles.
Because circles only are one line?
No, circles are everything.
I think the real reason about this, that's the way gravity works, pulling the force in, it pulls from all edges around it and it just all comes to the center. And like anything on the outside would just like, you know, like it would have to come into the center. Making it round.
No, I think everything is just naturally round in the world.
Well, planets aren't actually completely round. They're not actually a sphere. They're not spherical. They're actually a little bit, like, flatter on top because as it spins, it goes inward more and more.
Interesting. So my last question for you is, why is space not lit? We asked this last week. We discussed it a little bit, but I just wanted to go more in depth because this is another golden one.
Because just no one's throwing parties in space. I mean, maybe if we colonize Mars.
Elon Musk, he's just trying to make space lit.
Yeah. He's going to like start an international space station. He's going to start his own, but it's going to be an international party station in space.
I would go to that.
And then it's going to be totally lit up there. And they're going to send Daft Punk up there.
Oh, that would make it more lit. Yeah. I can't think of a way to make space more lit than putting Daft Punk in space.
Well, it'll rotate out with Black Eyed Peas.
I don't... Black Eyed Peas?
Ew.
Does that make... For anybody who didn't hear that, that was Johnny in the background saying, ew. Yeah, I feel like we can do better than the Black Eyed Peas. I kind of agree with Johnny.
The Black Eyed Peas don't stop the party. That's their whole thing.
Fair enough.
They got that boom boom pow.
They're rocking that style.
Yeah. And this is going to happen in 3008.
True, but we'll probably be like 3000 and late.
Yeah.
Or is that 2000 and late? I don't know the lyrics to that song, actually.
It's 2000 and late.
2000 and late?
Yeah.
Dang. Oh, well.
But I think space is just too big to be lit.
Well, the universe is always expanding, so...
The light just can't get there?
What do you mean?
Light can't reach space? Like, I don't know. Like, why is it dark?
Because there aren't stars everywhere.
There is stars everywhere. You look up in the sky, there's stars everywhere.
Well, we're talking about the entirety of space, aren't we?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I think space is just too big for it to all be lit. And can you imagine if space wasn't black? You look up, you're like, my eyes!
Are you saying, like, if we had three suns or something?
Then it would just look like the day. I'm saying, like, space itself is just a very bright light.
Space itself is a bright light? I'm confused.
Like, if they lit space, they're like, let's take all this blackness and replace it with,
but where
like
would the light emanate from?
Space? In Johnny's theory, space would be lit. Space,
I think he's just asking why it isn't.
Because it couldn't be. That's what I'm trying to say, that if it was, how would life, like, exist? Everything would just be so bright.
Everything would be on fire.
You'd have an eternal, like, thing of light up there. Just everything would be too bright.
That's true. That's why space isn't lit, I guess.
Also because Daft Punk isn't in space yet.
True. That's the biggest factor. And
that was the Y-Pod. Hoped you enjoyed this spooky episode. Next week, it will be a normal episode, back to the original format, so send in your questions, even though we said this at the beginning. Always good to say it again.
Yeah, repetition.
Yeah, it could be you next week, so use the hashtag OctothorpeWP on Twitter.
Or our page on Facebook.
And tell a friend.
Tell a parent.
Tell a sibling.